If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people. Whenever you need it, get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. You know a bit about Black Friday sales, of course. In fact, you've probably heard quite a bit about Black Friday recently. The time has now passed, but I don't know, you might still have a hangover from all those Black Friday emails, texts, social media messages, ads in your feed. It's relentless. And it's relentless because many businesses earn 50% or more of their annual sales during this six-week period towards the end of the year. So not just Black Friday, but the whole holiday season. Of course, it's very dependent on what kind of business you have. And today's caller has a retail business that is not typically dependent on holiday sales. But of course, he wants to juice the numbers a bit. By that, I mean he wants to have an end-of-year promotion. So how can you increase end-of-year sales in a non-holiday business? It's a good question, and I love our listeners thinking creatively, trying to improve things for their life, their work. And maybe this will be helpful for somebody else out there as well. So how do you stand out with an end-of-year sale? That is the question. It's coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, this is Steve from San Antonio. My Black Friday promotion went well last year, but I'd like to do something else to push more sales in December. Specifically, I'm trying to figure out what makes for a compelling reason to buy something during this time that isn't necessarily a holiday gift. I'm thinking of putting my business up for sale next year, so whatever numbers I can put on the board before December 31st will help. But I realize that's not the most exciting reason for my customers to buy something. So what should I do? Any ideas?
Well, I love a good promotion. I think when a business runs a sale that is fun and interesting and lively, then it just tends to increase engagement overall, not just sales, but engagement and interest. And, you know, the customer is going to be just ready to notice the next sale if this one isn't good. So what Steve needs here is intelligent design, right? The whole key is to make it fun and interesting and generate that response, as we talked about, without being too annoying, right? Because you want people to look forward to the sale, not just be like, oh gosh, it's another promotion. And as Steve wisely understands here, his customers don't care about his goal of increasing the calendar year sales numbers. Like, that's not what they care about at all. They care about what's in it for them. So you just always want to focus on that. Like, how can I deliver a good benefit for my customers? And so getting creative is good, trying some kind of different approach. You could perhaps point out the irony or the lack of normal connection to this time of year. You could be like, you know, every other business is doing holiday sales, so we thought we would too. You know, even though we're selling, I don't know, orthopedic supports or whatever it is that we're doing, it has nothing to do with the holidays in particular. You could also just use this time to practice getting you and your customers in the habit of responding to promotions. Like I said, you know, good businesses do this all the time. You want a marketing calendar that goes throughout the year. So you can choose to tie that to specific dates, such as the holiday season or Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and so on. Or, you know, you just kind of create your own holidays. Prime Day, you know, is the prime, no pun intended, example of that. You know, it's a huge shopping holiday that Amazon basically made up, and now other companies use it for their promotions as well. So again, the goal is to get people to take action or at least pay attention without becoming annoyed. If you let that be your North Star and focus on what's in it for your customers, I think that is the path forward. So good luck, Steve. Let us know how things turn out. Listeners, I'm cheering you on. It's such a busy time. I know people are doing all kinds of things out there. Make sure to take some time to think about your goals in terms of your business goals, but also just your life goals as well. What do you want to see happen in the next few weeks? I'll be doing that. I'll share some of that journey with you as well. And I hope you'll continue to listen. All right, that's it for today. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.